James chapter number 3. James chapter 6, testimony. Listen, they told my mother when I was young that if she kept going the way she was going, that I'd grow up and rebel against God. That I hate church if she kept making me go. That's what they told me. You're going to run. They'll grow up, they'll turn against God, they'll never want to go to church. Now a lot of them who said that, they don't go to church. I go to church more than several of them put together. You can't go wrong raising your children in church.
Right.
You can go ahead and raise them at the ball field if you want to. Why don't you look around you and see how that's working for the world? It's not working real good. I'm not against ball, but I'm against it when it takes place in the house of God. Amen. That's good stuff tonight.
Amen. Yes.
Daddies, did that bother you? When them kids sing, "I want to be that man," talking about you? It scares the fire out of me. Kind of makes me want to walk a little better.
Yeah. Right.
Wow. Kids watch every move they make. I'm preaching in a totally different direction tonight, but I got to do it. I don't want to do it, but I have to do it. I'd rather mind the Lord than to please you.
Right. Amen.
I had a real burden for that message this morning. And I mean, it was heavy. I thought I was going to preach it tonight, and the Lord said no, and I had to preach it this morning. And if you wasn't in here, I wish you'd go online. I normally don't advertise my own preaching, but somebody needed that message this morning. And if they don't get it, they ain't going to make it. Don't you look at James chapter number 3 tonight. And I won't take long, and I'm going to do my best to do this in the right spirit. I rarely preach me. Matter of fact, let me just say this. I never preach me. Some people make a habit or make a purpose to be mean. I've heard some preachers, they're mean on purpose. I don't think that's the right thing to do. Sometimes the Bible will lift you up, and every now and then it'll slap you upside the head for you. If we're going to take the whole thing, we might as well take the whole thing. Been several things, the Lord dealt my heart about this a couple of weeks ago. Been several things come to my attention that brought me this message tonight. I'm going to try to be a help to you. It's going to sound like I'm fussing at you, but I ain't. I want to help you.
Amen.
I want to see our church be all that it can be.
Amen.
I want to see us bring honor and glory to Christ.
Amen.
Not shame and reproach.
Amen.
I want the Lord to look down and say, "I'm pleased with that right there."
Amen.
I don't want to be that church in Revelation that where he said, "I've got somewhat against you." Amen.
Amen.
James chapter number 3. The book of James, in the first two chapters, he's dealing with the characteristics of a mature Christian. Some of us ought to be mature to pass where we are.
Yeah.
It's bad when you've got Christians who have been saved 20 and 30 years who are still sucking a bottle. And acting like a baby. There comes a time when we got to grow up, get off the milk and get on the meat, and get bigger than some of the petty things that are going on around us. Not that it's beneath you, but that you're above it. Does that make sense? There's some things the babies in the nursery will fight over a toy. As we grow in Christ, some of that junk ought to just go by the wayside.
Amen.
We ought to realize that our cause is greater than we are.
Yes, sir.
Amen. A mom and dad will get in a squabble with another mom and dad and pull two sets of children out of the youth choir, take them out of the church.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
All because they can't get along.
Right.
We're bigger than that.
Amen.
Our cause is bigger than that.
Amen.
in chapter number 1, he's dealing with those or teaching those to be patient in trouble. I have a hard time with that, patient in trouble. I want the answer and I want it now. In chapter 2, he talks about practicing the truth. But in verse chapter number 3, and you ain't gonna like it, no, but deal with it. He talks about the power of the tongue. The power of the tongue. We're living in a day when people don't even have to actually use their tongue to be dangerous. Don't even have to open their mouth. All they need is a little keyboard courage, as we heard this weekend. All they got to have is a little keyboard courage. They don't even have to open their mouth and say anything. Few strokes of their fingers, they can destroy somebody's life. Social media has done more to harm us, has done more to harm the church, done more to harm the cause of Christ than any one thing I know. You say, here we go. He's against Facebook and social media. No, I'm not. I'm against people who ain't big enough to have it. It's like handing a toddler a loaded 38 and say, here, go play with that. Get your little brother out in the yard and y'all play cops and robbers. We don't hurt one another. We've got adults that read something on the interweb and you think it's your responsibility to respond. Add your 2 cents in. You know what your 2 cents is worth? Not even 2 cents. You know the best way to stop a rant on Facebook? Ignore it. Don't say a word, even if it's about you. Well, we're going to talk about the power of our tongue tonight. And there's times, pardon this expression, but I don't know how to say it, but there's times we ought to shut up. Whether just hush or just close our mouth, bite our tongue. Well, my opinion matters. Who told you that? Look through the book and see how many times God asked for it.
Amen.
I have to fight this thing. How about you? A lot of you said amen and you're not telling the truth because you don't fight it at all. You just let it roll. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me. That's not true. Words can build up, but they can also destroy. They can uplift, but they can also beat down. We're going to look at some scriptures and verses tonight and hope to be a help to you. Just keep your Bibles out for a minute, and I'll try not to be long because I know y'all are, some of you are done now. It's probably because you're guilty. He said, my brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in what?
Word,
the same is perfect, is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth, that they may, say it again, obey us. And we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet they are turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member. It ain't nowhere near as big as your arm, is it? It ain't the stature of a leg, is it? It sure does a whole lot more damage. You can hurt me more with your mouth than you can your fist. You can do more harm to this church with your mouth and that tongue than you ever could with your fist. Amen. Sometimes I wish people would just come hit me. Let's get over it. I guarantee you it wouldn't have near as bad as an effect. If me and you had a problem, I know it's a little old school, and we got out here under these pecan trees and just duked it out. Instead of sharing our difference all over the internet for the entire world to see, little drunk sitting out there looking at the interweb going, look at there. They ain't Christians. Christians and they can't even get along.
Yeah.
We're going to have differences, but if Brother John and I have a difference, that's not Jesse's business.
Right. Amen.
Well,
amen.
He said in verse 5, even so the tongue is a little member and boasts of great things. Behold, how great a little matter. How great a matter a little fire kindles. Now here it gets pretty rough. He said that the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and set it on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire of, say it with me,
hell.
Sometimes what we say may be straight out of hell. Even if it's the truth. Truth is always not always meant to be repeated. Y'all okay?
Yes,
verse 7, for every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and things of the sea is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. In other words, you're talking out of both sides of your mouth. Yeah. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessings and cursings. My brethren, these things ought not so to be.
Amen.
Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you, let him show out of the good conversation his word with meekness and wisdom. I'm going to stop right there. James gives us in this chapter six pictures of our tongue. I'm going to group them together by three or by twos, and we're going to look at three pictures of our tongue. And I want you to see, God can use our mouth. The Lord gave me, I inherited from my mother, the gift of gab. I never got in trouble at school for drugs, not one time. I never got in trouble at school for drugs, got in trouble for fighting a few times. My biggest problem in school was keeping my mouth shut. And God gave me that. It is a gift. Some people have a hard time talking. I never have. I've never been. A very few times in my life have I been at a loss for words. Very few times in my life have I been without an opinion. How about you? Y'all listen to me now. I'm not just trying to be funny. I'm trying to help you. God gave me this mouth to glorify Him. But I wonder how many times that same mouth that is meant to glorify Him and proclaim the glorious gospel of Christ, that same mouth, that same tongue has been used in the opposite way.
Amen.
To repeat a vow. To hurt someone. You ever shot your mouth off before you thought? You can't take it back. I say this all the time, and I'm sick of hearing it. You're probably sick of me saying this. Well, preacher, I'm sorry. If it goes through my mind, it comes out my mouth. You're a liar. When's the last time you told your boss exactly what you thought? Why don't you try that in the morning and see where it gets you? Go in and tell him what a jerk he is. Go tell him how mad you are you got promoted over. You don't say everything that comes out of your mouth. Next time the officer pulls you over out here, tell him what you're thinking. I'll come visit you.
Yeah.
You do not say everything. You can control your tongue. The problem is we yield it to the devil far too often instead of yielding it to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said study to be quiet. There are times we ought to just us. My papa said, the Lord gave you two ears and one mouth, boy. That means you're supposed to listen twice as much as you talk.
Amen.
Are we okay?
Yeah.
James, give us six gives us six pictures of the tongue. He speaks of a bit, a rudder, a fire, a poison animal, a fountain, and a fig tree. I want to look at these right quickly. I'm going to try to hurry tonight. But I want you to open your heart. Some of you done cut me off. You're probably sitting there on Facebook right now.
He's talking about the tongue.
Some of you don't got a tongue in your mouth. You got a thumb in your mouth. That's God, I'll show you. It's the wickedest thing that ever hit the earth. If it wasn't for the internet, you wouldn't have a voice.
Amen.
I wish it would collapse, to be honest with you.
Amen.
Verse number 1, he talks about our tongue and he compares it to a bit and to a rudder. To a bit and to a rudder. In verse number 2, he said, For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold, also the ships with which though they be so great and are driven of force winds, yet they are turned about with a very small helm wherever the governor listed. Our tongue can control our entire body. You know, it doesn't matter what you do. How many times you go on visitation, how many doors you knock on, how many souls you lead to the Lord, how many times you read your Bible through, if your mouth don't match your actions.
Right. Amen. It's good for you.
People are watching what you say 10 times more than they're watching what you do.
That's right.
I used to work a public job, did for years. Brother Randy, Brother William Couch, he and I worked together at Board of Education when they first started bringing in all those trailers at the schools, and we had to build handicap ramps on all them things. And Brother William, can tell you, I hit my finger with that East Wing hammer, and he'd say, "Go ahead, you gonna cuss?" And he'd stand there and laugh. Till the day I hit him in the head with a hammer by accident. I said, "Go ahead, you gonna cuss?" He did. But they're watching to see how you're going to respond to every little thing that comes away. Are you going to exalt Christ? Or are you going to bring shame?
Yeah.
He said the bit controls the whole body. Brother Chris and I work with horses, and mostly young horses, 2 years old, 3, 4, 5, young horses. We start them off with just I won't go into it, just a halter, if you will, nothing in their mouth. And then so slowly but surely we put a bit in their mouth and we're trying to get them to give to pressure. At first you pull on that rein, you pull on it in their head, just such a lot of you. But sooner or later, boy, they start giving. And you learn to move that whole body, move their feet, move them in any direction with that little piece of metal that sits in their mouth. Stop them on the diamond, spin them around in circles, make them run, go fast, slow down. Everything we want them to do is control with that pressure on that tongue and the roof of their mouth with that beat. Your tongue controls your entire body.
Amen.
Let me ask you something. Does your conversation match your tongue? I'll tell you something we need to work on. There's probably nobody in this building that doesn't struggle with this area right here. I said things in the pulpit that I repented of all week long. I say something on Sunday. I said something in a meeting in New York and it's bothered me, and I've asked God to forgive me. I've asked the preacher to forgive me. I stepped off into something that I was a little bit mad about, some false teaching. And I just went off on a little tangent there, boy. And I was preaching to the crowd. Some of them that has taught the false teaching. And I knew it when I did it. And I prayed God forgive me. What I said wasn't wrong. I did not apologize for what I said. I stood up for Jesus. But what bothered me was the spirit I said it in.
Yeah, that's right.
Would you agree that it makes a difference of how you say something?
Amen.
You remember when you were kids and you'd get in a fight, me and my little sister used to fight. Hallelujah. But we used to fight, and mother would wear us both out and then do something far worse than a whipping. I don't know. I don't know if Fred and your mama ever done this with you and your brother. Ever make y'all make up and apologize? Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
And wear your rear end out and then make you stand face to face and say, I'm sorry. Say it, I'm going to whip you again.
Right.
Sorry. Tell him you love her. You want a little whipping, buddy? Give her a hug. I'll take a little whipping. Give her a hug. Did I say the right thing?
Yes.
I said, I'm sorry. You think my mother believed it or my sister?
No.
We okay? Our tongue has the power to direct our whole body. You keep saying it soon enough, your feet will fall. I worry about some of these guys, and I'm not preaching to you now, I'm just talking to you. I worry about some of these guys. We didn't get saved early. We had a pretty wild past. If we're not careful, we'll sit around and we'll glorify that past.
Right. That's easy to do.
As we glorify that past, we're not only tempting ourselves, but we're making it sound good to the young people around us.
That's right.
Y'all got it?
Yes.
Brother Stacy and I have to watch that. I'm not proud of our past.
Amen.
Not one bit. But I sure don't want it to sound like a good time to these boys right here. Boy, sound like Brother Eddie and Stacy had a good time. No, we didn't.
Amen.
We thought we were.
Amen.
We're having a good time now.
Amen.
That's a fact.
We're not sitting around and glorify our sin.
Good.
Amen.
We okay?
Amen.
We need a bit in our mouth.
Amen.
We need the Lord to grab the reins every now and then and say, whoa.
Amen.
Whoa. Sometimes we call it giving a horse his head. Let him go. Let him go. Get your hands out of his mouth. In other words, give him some rein. The Lord will do that if he can touch you. Sometimes he needs to get back in his mouth and stop him. And we will pray, God, help me, save me from myself.
Yes.
Your tongue has the power to control your whole body. Sooner or later, you keep talking it, you'll walk.
Yeah.
Right.
You talk about it long enough, you're going to do it.
That's
right.
Power to direct. Verse 5 through 8. He talks about these poisonous animals, a venomous snake. Your words not only have power to direct, but listen to me carefully, they got power to destroy.
Right. That's right.
You could get on the internet and just make up some stuff and destroy somebody's life. You know why? Because if you put something bad out there, 95% of the people who read it are going to believe it.
Amen.
You get on there and brag about people being saved, that won't gain much attention. But you get on there and talk about somebody who made a mistake or fell into sin, oh, you're going to have likes of one side or the other. Yeah, bless God, I knew they was wicked. And it can just be a lie.
Yeah.
It's what nobody does that. Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Lives have been destroyed over words.
Yeah.
Spoken or typed. Either way. One's is wicked. I think the typed is more wicked than the other. I remember when your tongue didn't have that big of an audience.
Right.
but now because of the Facebook.
Can you imagine how popular Steve Anderson would be tonight if it were not for the internet? I'm glad most of y'all don't know who he is. Oh, pray you never do. He's neat. Sending people out across this country, infiltrating churches, yes, taking hold of the false doctrine.
Yes, sir.
They come in here and they get the boot.
Yeah.
I got men that can handle anything. We can handle anything he's got.
Right.
Did you know who you'd be if it weren't for that internet? Nobody.
Right.
You know how far gossip would go around this church if it weren't for the internet? It wouldn't go far.
Yeah.
Some of the biggest battles I've had to fight in the last few years has been over that internet.
Amen.
Your tongue can be poisonous. Verse number 5, I got to hurry. He said, even so, the tongue is a little member and boasted great things. Behold, how great a matter of the fire kindled. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our member, that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it set on fire of hell. You know, fire always starts little. It always starts little. It always starts like this. Brother Eric, I probably shouldn't say that. But did you hear about this? I probably shouldn't say that. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to pray. This is prayer
request.
Oh, yeah. That's a prayer request, you wicked rascal. What did that old gospel song say years ago? If you are my brother, don't tell him nothing.
Right. Yes, sir.
With my faults and failures, you see, if you are my brother, don't tell him nothing. Go tell Jesus something.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Starts out little. I tell Brother Aaron goes, whoa, man, that's bad. Jeremiah, did you hear about this? Fire growing.
Amen.
And Dylan tell him, bring it. You ever play that game where you whisper something in somebody's ear?
Right.
Goes down the line, the time it comes out the other end, it's something totally different. Gossip never winds up back and started.
Right.
It gets bigger, and it gets worse, and it gets bigger, and it gets worse, and it gets bigger, and it gets worse. But listen, it's poison. If I tell Aaron something about his friend Dylan, I'm hurting him. I'm putting poison in his ear. Number one, I've hurt his spirit. Number two, I've caused him to lose confidence in his friend. And he don't even know what I'm saying is true.
Yeah. Amen.
Your nature causes you to believe a lie quicker than it will believe the truth. Your tongue has the power to direct your body, but it also has the power to destroy. I got a bunch of scriptures and proverbs, and I'm just going to listen to me. Older teenagers, young adults, watch your mouth. I'm going to be blunt here just for a second. I love you. Parents, I love your children. But I'm trying to stop something that can hurt your home. In your family. Older girls, you ought not to be talking about sex, period.
Amen.
You ought not to be.
Amen.
I don't care if you're grown and married.
Amen.
My intimate relationship with my wife is nobody else's business. I don't need her running around here talking to other women about our romance. I sure don't need a 15-year-old talking about sex to a 12-year-old. So what was that for? What do you think it's for? Listen to me. Look up here. I'm not mad at you. It is a natural thing. At a certain age, I remember when I thought girls were gross. I've seen grown-ups, kids, that. He man, woman haters club. But then one day at recess, one of them run by and I went, ooh. He didn't look like a yesterday. Something happened overnight. Now I'm more interested in the bird than I am Stacy Bull. It's not changing clothes. It is a normal and a natural thing for you to become interested in the opposite sex. It is not a normal and a natural thing for you to become interested in the same sex. But you big girls, these little girls are looking up to you. They want to be you. Young boys, these little boys want to be you. These little boys stood up here and sang tonight, and they sang from their heart, and they sang to their dad. And they're looking at y'all. And they're looking at y'all.
Amen.
And when they get around and they hear y'all talking filthy and vulgar, they don't think it makes you not right with God. Oh, that must be cool, because you're cool.
Amen.
Do you want to hinder them little boys from being that way?
That's good.
I'm still a pastor. I'm not a hireling. I'm going to tell you. Stop it. I would like to say I've married my last unwed mother. That's where it starts. Some of you older guys would like to be able to trust you around the family guys. We'd like to be them to, we'd like for them to be able to be along with you somewhere. Amen. And not worry about what they're going to hear. We're living in a society today that's so educated, worldly, carnally educated.
That's right.
I know kids know things at an earlier age now than they used to. Well, we don't have to help no matter what.
Right.
And some of you parents, y'all are to help me.
Amen, preacher.
I'm just going to tell you something. You ain't going to like it. But the girls are as bad, if not worse, than the boys.
Amen. Yeah.
Brother Jesse fights hard to keep that youth group tight and together and on fire for God. He sacrifices his time, even his money, and spends his life and taking off from work and doing things with his kids. Well, praise God for that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the devil's got both dukes up and a tongue wagging out of somebody's mouth that long trying to stop everything God's doing.
That's right.
That's right.
Amen.
Can I prove it? It's going to be personal. I ain't calling nobody's names. But we're going on a trip. I believe five get saved. The kids come home. They're running laps around the building, shouting the roof off the
floor. Oh, yeah.
The Sunday they come home, I believe five or six get saved in here.
Yeah.
You know what the talk of the church is?
Come on.
Not just the kids. Mamas and dads. One bad thing that happened on the trip. Say amen or oh me.
Amen.
I heard far more about the one bad thing. It should not have happened. And we'll deal with it.
Amen.
But do not let the one bad thing overshadow what God has done. Our focus ought to be on what God's doing.
Amen.
The instead of the glory to God. I just proved my point.
Yes.
Some of you have gotten over what God did, but you're still talking about what the devil did.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm tired of hearing it's over. It's done.
Amen. Amen.
What are we dealing with people? We're going to have problems.
Yes.
Issues are going to come up. But let's not let the issues become our cause.
Amen.
Why? Because we're not careful, we'll allow our tongue to destroy what God's doing. And if you don't think God's doing something, you're blind.
Right.
Churches all over this area want, and even churches out of state. Brother Ed, can you bring in youth choir?
Yeah.
Brother Ed, you come preach with us and bring in youth choir.
Yeah.
You know what they're wanting? They're wanting the church to have a little bit of what these kids have got.
Yeah.
If we ain't careful, we'll allow the mind to overcome the nature. You okay? Our words have power to direct. They have power to destroy. I don't want my mouth to be poisoned one of these young men.
Amen. That's right.
This week, normally I travel by myself. This week I've had Brother Jesse and Brother Micaiah with me. And we had a lot of fun. We made fun of Micaiah the time. He was in love.
Oh.
It's a good part. But they were with me and I was with my closest preacher friends. And then we cut up and we talked and we talked. And you know, I thought, here's my case. Here's my case. In senior year, high school.
Wow.
He's sitting at the table with some of the greatest preachers in this country.
Praise God.
Excluding myself. I'm talking about the man who's sitting.
Yeah. I think so.
And the Lord spoke to my heart and said, careful.
Amen.
Yeah.
Careful.
Amen.
Careful what y'all talk about.
Yeah.
He wants to be y'all.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
He sat around the table and he asked for advice about what he should do with his life. Mm-hmm. I don't want him to sit at the table.
Yes.
With his pastor, he'd go, what should I do at this point?
Yeah. Amen. Amen, preacher.
I want him to spend private and personal time with me and make him want it more.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
I won't let no stinking mouth.
Amen.
Amen.
Destroy his image of what his preacher is.
That's right.
Amen.
Every now and then, sometimes I look at some of these men of God and say, shut up. Just hush. You ain't got to talk about everything.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Just because somebody sins, it's not my job to report it.
Yeah.
My name ain't Wolf Blitzer.
Yeah.
Y'all all right?
Yeah.
Wicked wrestling. Bad stuff happened and they just add to it and make it sound like they want it to.
That's right.
This is what Christians do. Not like a liberal media. Just get a little bit, enough to run with. Let's watch our mind. Some of you older girls, I could call you names, but I love you. And I'm not preaching to embarrass you. But you've been talking about stuff in front of some of these young girls, and he didn't get on his altar and ask God to forgive you.
Amen.
He said, how do you know? They go home and tell their moms and dad.
Yes.
Right.
Amen.
Oh,
they don't know any better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen,
preacher.
Hey, Mom, what's this? What's that word?
Yeah.
They don't know any better. They just heard it from the ones they look up to.
Yeah.
You got an altar tonight, you sing for the Lord, you use your tongue for good.
Yeah.
You're going to get on this altar tonight and ask God to forgive you for using it for bad.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you listening to me, ladies, young ladies? Get that thing right to me. Lord, don't let my tongue destroy.
Amen.
I remember my little nephew lived with us. He's in heaven now. I'm going to quit preaching just a second. When they were little, Mitch Noble was their hero. Before they'd go to school in the morning. I'm talking about Levi and Robbie. They're just little bitty things. We'd take them to go get a haircut. Oh, I want my hair like Mitch's. They don't say that now. Mitch used to have that. We'd start school shopping. When school started back, I want shoes like Mitch's. They wanted everything like Mitch.
Right.
Amen. Levi's here tonight, he'll tell you. They stand in the mirror in the morning. They didn't say, does my hair look okay? Hey, Dad, does my hair look like Mitch's?
Amen.
I'll never forget. That was their hero, right? Now there's some looking up to you guys. Some of you young ladies, like they looked up to me. You wanted to be you? Your mouth can build them up. Your mouth can destroy them. You're in a leadership role and you don't even know it. You said, I'm not really a leader. If you're being followed, you are. If you have an influence, you are. Probably said more than I would say. But our mouth, our tongue has power to do that. It has power to destroy lasting unbelief. Our tongue can be, and can be used for power to delight.
Yes. Amen.
Your mouth can be a blessing. People say things to me all the time that just lift me up. It is a blessing. I got a text from the preacher last night. He said, Brother Eddie, I know you felt bad about getting on that subject you got on. He said, but thank you.
Amen.
That doesn't change the fact that I still felt bad for the way I said it. I actually told them they were stupid. You can go to Bible college and all that, and learn to read in Hebrew, and if you believe God don't love sinners, you are. But I got off on that thing, and that preacher called, that helped me a little bit. It doesn't say nothing for the other 50 that's up here. I want my tongue to be a delight.
Yes.
All people around me that say, boy, my life's better from what you said.
Amen.
Yes.
Not my life's worse.
Amen.
Older young ladies, older teenage girls, wouldn't it be better if you felt as you laid your head on your pillow that these younger girls were a little bit closer to God because they hung out with you?
Amen.
Young men, wouldn't it be a good feeling if you thought some of these younger boys had a little bit stronger walk with God because they hung around with you?
Yeah.
Amen.
Your mouth can be a blessing.
Yes.
It doesn't have to always spread putrid and sin and gossip and all that stuff. It doesn't always have to be talking about filth. Your tongue can be used to exalt the Lord.
Amen.
That fountain is a refreshment. I want my voice and my tongue to be a fountain, not a cesspool.
That's right.
Amen. The tree gives comfort, shelter, shade, fruit. What our mouths will be doing. We okay? Oh, be careful, little mouth, what you say. Because it'll carry far more weight than what you reckon.
That's right.
Stand. Just take our time and get them solved. Some of you older teenagers ought to be apologizing to some of these younger teenagers. Tell them you're sorry if you was a bad influence. You ought to ask God to help you. You ought to ask God to help you to get rule over your mouth. In my ministry, we've never had a church split. 25 years next month, we've never had a church split. But I grew up and went through two of them. Bad, bad. You know where it all started? Right there. I seen God's people who used to love each other stand in church and scream at one another across the building. That's pitiful. Ought not to be. It always started in one little mouth running, gaining and following. Getting to see who's on whose side. We're on the Lord's side.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Tom, just play if you will, whatever you want to do. God be with your heart, and I want you to know. I have to ask the Lord to help me with this stuff. Surely you do too. It's not just teenagers, it's adults. Lord, help me to watch my mouth. You hear a conversation that's going in the wrong direction, man, it'll kill you. Put in your 2 cents worth. Walk away from it. Brother Earl Hughes was one of my greatest heroes in the ministry. Brother Earl would get around a bunch of young preacher boys and they start running somebody down or spreading gossip. He'd slam his hand on the table and say, "Hey, you ought to pray for him."
Amen.
In other words, what you're doing ain't helping.
Right.
Thank God for men of God like that. I have to pray, Lord, make me, I want to be that man. You mind the Lord tonight. Altar's open. God help us.